Blog Talk Radio.
That I don't want to tell all my listeners about right now.
Aww.
But I'm in a moment. But as usual, I'll do the announcements and then I'll turn it back over to Lawrence. If you are someone who is always giving an influential, motivational word, then we're looking for you. Send us an email at adifferentidentity@gmail.com and we will be glad to host you for 30 seconds on our show. And with that being said, Lawrence, go ahead and jump on back in there.
Good stuff. All right. So Pam, you know, I believe that there is a tremendous amount of pressure when it comes to being in relationships. I mean, in the 21st century, there are so many different things that I think you have to go through. You got pressure from family. You got pressure from friends. And so I just kind of wanted to get into that tonight. First and foremost, I guess, and I'll just identify the areas that kind of give you an overview of, you know, what we're going to get into, and we can kind of go through them step by step. I think the first one is going to be going through the process of identifying a person that you want to be in a relationship with. Like, I think that that's a very tough piece. Secondly, I think going through the process of introducing this person into your world, and you being introduced into theirs, like, there's a lot of pressure that probably comes with that as well. And last but not least, and, you know, like I said, hopefully we'll get to all of these tonight, is once the relationship is established, like, how do you build and maintain your relationship or a relationship in the midst of so many distractions and do it with the ability to keep moving forward. So those are the things that we want to kind of dive or delve into tonight. I'm going to give the number out early. If you have a question, you have a comment, if you have a perspective that you want to share tonight, why don't you give us a call at 646-478-3474. Our engineer is waiting to take your call. You can just let her know that you are on the line and ready to talk to Lawrence and Pam. So, Pam, let me ask you this question. I won't, you know, pull on you too much. But is there pressure in relationships that you think this during this day and time?
Yes and no.
Yes
and no.
Okay.
But expound for me just a moment, Lawrence, okay?
Okay. Well, I'll say this to our listening audience while I'm waiting for Pam to get settled in. Again, if you feel like you've had pressure, whether it comes from family or friends, you know, someone's trying to introduce you to someone, or someone's telling you you need a man, or someone's telling you need somebody in your life, again, why don't you give us a call? Let's talk about it. I want to get into this a little bit, again, because I do believe that there is a lot of pressure. I think that some of these pressures are can somewhat be overwhelming to people and could possibly cause them to make a bad decision. And Pam, just let me know whenever you're ready, but I'll just kind of keep going. So going through the process of identifying a person that you want to be in a relationship with, you know, like where do you go to meet people is, you know, I think is key. I think with technology, we have been We now have a lot of online dating sites and a lot of ways that we can meet people online. The unfortunate part, if you are watch MTV, there's a show called Catfish. So you have the pressure of that having to worry about, and let's just dive into that for a minute. Meeting someone online, you have the opportunity to look at a number of different dating sites. You see a person that you might be interested, or a person sees you and they might be interested in you, but until you meet them, until you have the opportunity to spend some time with them, you don't really know. I've heard stories, countless stories from people who said, hey, I met somebody online, but when I met them, they didn't look like the profile picture. I even had a friend of mine told me she met this guy, and when she went to meet him, he looked nothing like his profile picture, and basically he said to her that I use my son's picture because I know women, you know, are attracted to it, and that's my way of meeting people. So again,
well Lawrence, let me jump in right there. The son's picture. They know they're wrong putting that, because I know y'all miss my voice. The son's picture. They know they're wrong putting the son's picture. And yeah, men are typical for doing that. They'll say their son, their friend, something crazy like that. But yeah, that are some of the things that you may encounter, and then you'll try to do that when you're under pressure.
And so the thing that I look at with that, and not saying that I condone it in any way, shape, or form, but, you know, through social media, I see a lot of women who take pictures. I don't see, I mean, I'm sure there are some men who take a lot of pictures or selfies or whatever, but there's not a lot of men who take a lot of pictures. So maybe they don't have a more recent picture or...
Lies and excuses.
Okay, if I may be allowed to finish my statement, what if you don't have a recent picture? Or what if the pictures that you've taken are not professional, but you have a professional picture that you've taken, like, you know, a couple of years ago, but you still want to, you know, you want something that's going to look good because you're putting it online and people are going to base their dating decision or interest in you based on that particular photo. Now, definitely I would not say to use someone else's picture or son's picture or whatever. I think you need to use the most recent picture that you have and just, you know, kind of let that person know once you engage with them in conversation. But what else? So you have online dating, you have going out to clubs or social events, you have the opportunity to meet people. The only thing about that is you don't really necessarily know if the person is available. So that is going to require some additional conversation. It will require some body language. It will require some different things to make sure that you get this person's attention, they get your attention, and then you make your way to engage with them in conversation. family. I'm sure if you're, you know, your family or your friends always tell you that they met someone nice and they will want to introduce you to them. The pressure.
But you know what, Lawrence? Let me jump in and say one more thing.
Okay,
that's the thing. Family always think they know what you like, and really, most of the time, they have no clue. So then they start trying to hook you up with people that they say, oh, she's nice. He's a nice guy. You should talk to him. But most times, that's not even close to being your type. They're just really trying to hook you up because they think that you're alone and lonely.
So what do you do? Like, you know,
Tell them don't do it.
But they want to help, and look, maybe I've met someone nice. It cuts down
mm-mm.
on some of the work.
They would do that. They would do better to just surprise you, or you know, all of a sudden you come past the house and that person is there. But otherwise, I wouldn't advise that.
Okay. So let me ask you this question: Would you rather be introduced to someone by family or by a friend?
Maybe I think a friend would know me better.
So where else do you meet people? You meet people at events, you meet people at bars, like I guess all of those different things. But with the pressure of trying to, and so, you know, one of the things that we've been talking about a lot lately, taking the time after you've gotten out of a relationship to get yourself together, to get your things in order, to get whatever was laboring inside of you out of you, and now you feel like you're in a good place where you're able to meet someone. Is that where the pressure starts? Pam?
Lawrence, give me just a moment, okay?
Okay. So I pose this question to our listening audience. You know, once you've gotten out of a relationship, you've taken the time to get yourself together, you've taken some time to identify some things that went wrong in your relationship, and now you're ready to move forward. Is there now pressure to get yourself into another relationship, or is it more casual at that point? Hey, if I meet someone, I just meet them. Why don't you give us a call, and let's talk about that. Going through the process of identifying a person that you want to be in a relationship with, is it easy? Is it hard? Do you already have some prospective people in mind? Would you date someone at work? Like, are there all of these different pressures that come with kind of getting back into the dating scene, or just making people not be so concerned about you? Like, would you just get in a relationship, let's say with someone that you would not normally date? Maybe you are into guys that have a darker complexion, and now you meet someone with a lighter complexion. Not necessarily lowering your standard, but do
they're
you
not standards, that's preferences. Remember, we talked about that last week.
Okay.
There's a difference.
Well, do you explore different options?
Well, you should explore different options. Sometimes you put yourself so much in a box that you'll forget that there may be people outside of that range that may fit you. So I think that that's why people sometimes try to connect you to other people. They say, well, you normally date so-and-so or this type of man or that type of woman, so I thought she might be something different. Yeah.
So I guess my question would be, what is that range? And so is the range just complexion? Is that range height? Is that range weight related? Someone educationally wise, not on your level, like how much of a range do you have, or how much of a range would you be willing to give? I guess is a very important question as well.
Well, you know what? A lot of times, tell me this, Lawrence, because a lot of times we do that for as far as women are concerned, but what about for the man? Because I know that you all try to get the hook, you know, people try to hook you up a lot more than they do the women. So what is your take on when a family member tries to hook you up?
I mean, first and foremost, you know, I will put my brother on blast just this one time. I mean, he is not allowed to hook me up with anyone. He is not allowed to introduce me to anyone, not at all. We've gone through a couple of experiences, and hopefully he's not listening. He might be trying to call in, where he saw something that I would have never seen in that person. Just to kind of, you know, like he introduced me to someone one time that was way out of my league. And I'll give you the short version of the story. So he says he wants to introduce me to someone. We go out. We meet at a restaurant. We're meeting there at like 3:30. Well, this lady doesn't get there until 6:30, 7 o'clock. By this time, we've already eaten, and now she shows up. She comes in, and she's sitting there, and we're kind of going back and forth. And probably 10 minutes into the conversation, I see my brother look at his phone, and he says, "We're about to get out of here." So I'm like, okay, this is weird. But, you know, I'll go with it. So he leaves. He and his wife, they leave. He goes to the car, and he sends me a text message. And the text message says, "Hey, the girl really likes you. So she sent me a text message and said for us to leave so that she could be alone with me." I'm like, okay. So I'm going with it. I'm like, okay, this is crazy. One, she's 3 hours late. Two, like, she sends a text message under the table asking my brother and his wife to leave so that, you know, she can be alone with me. So we sit there and we conversate for a couple more hours, and now it's like 9 o'clock at night. I've been sitting at this restaurant from 3:30 in the afternoon. It's almost 9 o'clock at night, and I'm like, I'm tired. I'm like, ready to go. Well, she's not ready to go. And it's like, okay, so I, you know, make a couple of gestures, and I say, "Hey, I think we should probably get out of here. You know, we've been here for a long time. You know, where you park? Let me walk you to your car." Let's get into a car. She gets in the car. Well, she doesn't get in the car. She gets to the car, and now she's just standing there. And I'm like, oh, this is so crazy because, you know, I'm not really interested, but I don't know what to do. I don't want to hurt this person's feelings. So, you know, she's just standing there, and we're just kind of making small talk or whatever. And I say to her, "Well, hey, can we, you want to still keep in touch?" And she's like, "Yes, yes, yes." So we exchange numbers. So she gets in her car. She drives off. I walk around the corner. I get in my car. By the time I step foot in my car, she's already called me like 3 times. So already I'm turned off because I'm like, okay, I literally just left you. I'm, you know, walk around the block to get to my car, and you've already called me like 3 times. So it was just a bad situation all the way around. But I'm going to go to a quick commercial break. I'm going to come back, and I'll give you the rest of the story, and then we'll move to part two of this, and maybe it'll kind of play into as you have met someone and now you have to introduce this person into your world. So, again, if you have a question, you have a comment, you have a perspective, you have an experience that you want to share, call at 646-478-3474. Just press the number 1. Let our engineer know that you are on the line ready to talk to Lawrence and Pam. So, everybody, hold tight. We will be right back right after this commercial.
Are you tired of paying too much for your auto, life, or homeowner insurance? Are you frustrated searching for the right coverage? Let Taylor Insurance Services help you with their easy quote rating system. Their great pricing and quality products are amongst the best. Give Taylor Insurance Services a call at 678-905-9597 and start saving money today. Or visit them at taylorinsuranceservices.net. That's taylorinsuranceservices.net. Taylor Insurance Services. Leave your liabilities in their hands.
Would you like to know the true value of your home? Are you going through a divorce or probate and deciding what to do with your home? If the answer is yes, call Sunidria Potter, a certified appraiser with 14 years of experience. 678-508-0863. That's 678-508-0863. Or visit realappraising.com. RealAppraising.com. Real appraisals, real fast.
WXRP Radio is looking to partner with your business. Could your business use more branding and exposure? Could your business use more customers? Well, WXRP Radio is here to help. Advertise with WXRP Radio and give your company the advertising boost that it needs. With packages as low as $30, WXRP Radio is the way to go. Let us get your company information out to our listeners. For more information, call 678-744-WXRP or email us at sales@WXRPradio.com. That's sales@WXRPradio.com. Let WXRP Radio help you grow your business. WXRP Radio, the station that listens.
Folks, thanks for tuning in to A Different Identity, Up Close and Personal with Lawrence and Pam. For those of you who are just joining the show tonight, we are talking about the pressures of relationship. And I was kind of sharing a story there, which I'm going to finish and give you the short version just in case. And we'll kind of move into the next point. So, Pam, as I was saying, so now this lady has my phone number. She's calling me 3 or 4 times a day, you know, kind of going through that between phone calls and text messages. And so I was like, okay, well, maybe I might have been being a little hasty. Maybe I was a little upset that, you know, about her being late. So let's give it another try. So, which kind of moves me into the next point, which I said about going through the process of introducing this person into your world and you being introduced to theirs. So, you know, so we go out again. We go out and everything is kind of going good. And then she says something that was like very, very weird to me. She's like, why don't you come over here and sit on my lap?
Let me find out.
So I'm like, nah, I don't think that'd be a good idea. You know, like maybe we shouldn't do that. Maybe that's not a good idea. And so, you know, we just, you know, kind of kept conversating or whatever. And then she asked me where I lived. And so I kind of told her the part of town that I lived in. And her next response to me was, well, the reason why I'm saying that is because I have to go out of town next week, and I wanted to know if you could take me to the airport. But I'm going to spend the night at your house.
We're going to get up the next morning. Oh, that was a slick way.
And you're going to take me to the airport. I'll leave my car at your house. You can drive me in there. When I come back, you pick me up. So immediately, I'm like, okay.
It should have been a red flag.
Because I'm like, do I want to introduce this person into my world, my home, where I live, and, you know, all of this? I already told her where I work. So here's another piece or another part that I'm possibly running into that I have to now figure out whether or not I want to introduce this person into. And basically, I declined off. I was like, hey, you know, again, I don't think that would be a good idea. I don't know you that well. You don't know me that well. And I don't want to give you mixed signals. And so I said that, and, you know, she kind of got quiet or whatever. But at that point, now you're faced with a decision. And the decision is, you know, like, okay, my brother took the time to, you know, talk to this person and think that this person is a good match for me or whatever. And he's thinking one thing. He's thinking that everything is going well because I didn't share with him, you know, kind of what was going on because I figured I'd give her another chance. But on the flip side of that, I'm thinking it is no way after she's asking me to sit on her lap, she's saying she's going to spend the night at my house. Like, it's no way I'm going to do this. And so there's the pressure. The pressure to not seem like you're ungrateful for somebody taking the time to introduce you to someone, but the flip side of it is I'm not interested in this person. And how do I let my brother know? How do I let her know? And what do I do about this particular situation? And so your first instinct, not going to say that this was the best thing to do, but I just basically avoided her phone call. And so whenever she called or whenever she texted, I did respond. Or when I did respond to the text message, I would say something like, hey, sorry, been really busy, you know, at work. And so I kind of set the precedence for that during our conversation just to be 100%. Hey, I work a lot, so I just want to let you know that, whatever. But she kept calling, like, every day. Like, she would call back to back to back to back. And, like, then it begins to become uncomfortable, and then it becomes frustrating because it's like, I don't know what to say to this person. I've tried to let them down easy, and now you have that pressure hanging on you. So now I have the pressure of I'm not dating anyone, pressure number one. My brother feels like he found someone who would be of equal interest to me. That's another pressure that's been added to. And then now I've been introduced to this person. I've been out with this person a couple of times, but I'm not interested. And so the other pressure that comes in is, how do I let her know? How do I let him know? And how do I take this pressure off myself and just basically move on?
You know my motto. Open up your mouth and tell him.
I get that. I mean, you know, but it's, I don't say it's difficult. The type of person that I am, it probably presented, you know, like I tried to do it as nice as possible, but she wasn't getting it. So, you know, I went to that thing called avoidance because I figured that if she, you know, if I don't talk to her for a couple of days, maybe she would get the point, but she doesn't. Well, she did not. So, like, you meet someone and you're interested, or you don't really know if you're interested. Like, when is a good time to introduce that person into your world, onto the things that you do or the things that you're a part of? Like, is that 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, you know, 2 dates, 5 dates? Like, when is it a good time to introduce that person into your world and you be introduced into theirs?
There is no number.
Okay. So let's move to, and then like the second thing, and I guess the part A of our question two is finding out about their expectations, because as you are introducing a person into your world, like you want to make sure, and you know, and I guess this is a piece of advice for someone who might be listening, who might be wrestling with this type of issue, is you want to make sure that your expectations match up. And I can't say that enough, that it goes beyond a pretty face or muscular chest or, you know, wavy hair or whatever. You really have to know where this person is going, because it's nothing more frustrating, in my opinion, to put time, effort, and energy into a person and you're not going the same way, but now your feelings are involved or his feelings are involved, and what do you do when you have these feelings but your expectations don't match? Again, that's another pressure of relationship is, hey, I've been waiting for so long to meet someone, and now I finally meet someone who's nice, but now you find out that, you know, he's satisfied in his blue collar position, and you are you're on your way to becoming a corporate mogul, and he doesn't understand the stuff that you do, and he doesn't understand why you got to work so much, and he doesn't understand why you got to take business trips. There's something wrong there, and now there's another pressure, because now you have to choose. You have to make a choice whether or not you want to pursue the relationship or you want to pursue your career. He doesn't understand why you hang out with your girlfriends or why you have to go to meetings or why you sit on.
But that's a controller. That's a controlling person. We talked about that last week. But I will jump in and say this, Lon, so since I have some moments. You know, one thing that I think friends and family mean well when they're trying to hook you up or put you with someone. I think they mean well, but I think that just 9 times out of 10, they really don't know you. They only know what you reveal to them. So I think that at times they really can't pick someone out for you because they really don't know where your true interest lies, because as we grow older, we change. And especially after we've been through some things, and even your bestie may not even know the man or the woman that's best for you. I think that's just a choice that we have to make for ourselves. And, you know, it is, you know, all of these dating sites. You have now Steve Harvey then jumped into that game, and he has Delightful.com. You have all of these people who think they know what you like. But I still beg to differ that a lot of times when you take those tests that they give you to say, take these tests and we can show you what's the best match for you, you're not really honest on those tests. You look at it and say what you think you would like, not necessarily the true you. So I think that it's just a matter of your match. Your match for you, I think, is a person that you don't plan to meet. It just happens. And the pressure of getting older and the pressure of people saying, you're not married yet? You don't have a boyfriend? You don't have a girlfriend? Nosy busybodies. Just leave me alone. What's supposed to be for me will be for me. That's why I say you get a person around you, like you were talking about your story, with the young lady who, you know, she was slowly moving her way, and she had an interest in you, and she liked you, but you weren't feeling her the same way. I think that sometimes we get caught up in that, too, because we want that person so much that we expect for them to do certain things, but really they're not feeling you like that. Because there's a true saying that a person who really is supposed to be for you will make time for you, and all of a sudden you won't have to pressure them, you won't have to ask them, you won't have to pursue them. They'll chase you. So I think you got to be careful in that arena, especially as we get older and deciding that, I know what's best for Lawrence. He's my cousin. Oh, girl, you're not it. No. And that might be exactly the chick you love.
And see, like, the things that I think that, and this is another pressure, is I think that the things that my brother was looking at were, I guess, somewhat important, but I'm a conversationalist, so I enjoy conversation. So the lady drove a Mercedes Benz. Like, she had a nice house somewhere in White Marsh, whatever, wherever she lived, and she had a relatively decent job. So he's looking at three elements, which says this is the right type of person. But those elements were material.
All right,
material.
But you know what? Now, you know I got to jump in there, because that is a misnomer that I can't stand. Because who's to say just because a person drives a Mercedes Benz and lives in a nice home that they don't want to hear?
Again, I think he was looking at one element. So that's what I'm saying. Like, the elements that he was looking at was like, okay, maybe because this person has accrued certain things, they have their head on straight, they're very career-minded and career-focused, and, you know, like, they are able to do some things. So there's another pressure that you relieve, like, the person has a good career. Hopefully, if they are hard working, they understand that you are a hard worker and you won't have to run into, you know, oh, I got to pay for everything because I didn't get my check yet, and, you know, all of those different elements. Because there's so many different pressures that go with it. And again, that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about is where I see pressure, someone else might not see it. Like, you know, let's say your boss, perhaps she runs into a nice person and, you know, she's talking to them. She says, oh, this will be a perfect person for Pam. But would you trust your boss to introduce you to this person?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I wish she would. No way, Jose. This is because
you
see a person
like
at work. No, just because you see somebody at work don't mean that they know what you like. I had a coworker try that too. You know, it's a nice guy, Pam, and I know he would be great for you. How do you know what's great for me? What's nice guy for Pam? No. That is an infringement on my personal space. No. They're wrong. They are wrong. I'm good.
So I guess my next question would be, before we kind of get into the third segment, is what is the proper protocol if someone has...
Ask you. I don't think there's nothing wrong with saying to you, Lawrence, you know, look, I met this girl. Take a picture of her. You know, this is what she looks like. This is her. Tell me more than what she has acquired materially.
Okay.
I know you want to know more than that. What did she go to church? What kind of life she lead? She have any kids? Is she a good mother? She might be like the young lady who tossed her child over in Philadelphia and left him, so she can go and get a boo and go shopping. You know, just because a person has things doesn't mean that they're a good person.
Mm-hmm.
So you need character traits.
So, you know, I guess with you being single, do you feel like, was there a lot of pressure in your 20s, your 30s, or, you know,
people
you
know better.
Now?
Not for me. People know better. Not for me.
But I'm saying personally, do you think there's a pressure on you to be in a relationship?
Probably by the time you turn 40, yes. Probably your 30s, too. Your 30s, still saying, hey, you know, you go to weddings, and they say, oh, you don't have a husband yet? You're not married yet? They start thinking something wrong with you.
And so it's like, you know, another part of this pressure is, okay, so now you go to family events and you go to family functions, or you even go into church and they see you come by yourself, you leave by yourself. Like, you know, there's some pressures that go along with that part too. And especially when you're in a social setting and everyone, oh, come to my birthday party, and everyone is there kind of, you know, booed up, as we say. But you're always at these functions kind of solo. Like, I'm sure there's, you know,
But the problem with all of that is the first time you show up with somebody, oh, my gosh, they didn't claim that, oh, that's your boo, that's your man, that's your woman. Oh, I'm so glad to see. And that might be just a friend of yours. They overstepping their boundaries. And see, I think that's the problem with it all, because then they just assume, based on one visitation, that's why your husband doesn't take anybody anywhere. You do your little secret thing.
I get it. So I want to move into this third segment. And, you know, again, so you've gone through the process. You've been introduced to someone. You've introduced this person into your world. They've been introduced into your world. And now, how do you maintain your relationship and or build your relationship with so many distractions? And when I say distractions, I mean like hearing stories about men cheating or women cheating, hearing stories about, you know, text messages and friends calling and them going to hang out and you can't contact them for a certain amount of time. Is there pressures in maintaining your relationship as well?
Well, I think that's an individual, that's when there's growth, because you're not supposed to enter into any type of relationship and take baggage. So just because you hear what other people are doing doesn't mean it's going to happen to you. So I think that's
when people think that, though.
Right, but then you're not entering into anything. You're setting yourself up for a fall already because you have a negative attitude. Attitude means everything.
But for them, they're gonna be like, well, I'm just being careful. I'm just being observant.
First of all, if you was introduced to me from a friend or a family member, then they've already schooled you to some degree on who I am and how I act.
Okay.
So don't put any pretenses or any things on me that you didn't hear, because that means that you're entering wrong. So when you and let's talk about that perspective. So when you're introduced, That should mean they should think differently, don't you think?
Say that one more time.
If you're introduced to someone, that means that they should see you a lot differently.
Absolutely.
So they shouldn't come in with any pretenses or saying you act this way, or I heard you did this, that, or the other. Or let me see your cell phone. Let me check your text messages. Who's that on your Facebook page? They shouldn't even come in with all of that.
And, yeah, so that's another element, I guess, you know, like, okay, so someone who's involved in social media, and, I mean, you've heard the stories before, now you got somebody, every time you put a picture on there, you got the same person that's liking it or saying you're beautiful or you're gorgeous, so all of these different things, and now your friend or your boyfriend or girlfriend now is starting to see this, and now that's another thing that you have to deal with, again, as a distraction, which could possibly create some pressure in your relationship.
No, that's when you tell whomever introduced you to that person, I didn't tell you to introduce me to a cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs chick. Because they obviously know you, and why would they do that to you? That'll create animosity between friends. Because if you end up in a situation like that, you're going to blame the friend, right? And then the friend going to say, I didn't know she acted like that. I didn't know he did that. Mm-mm.
But see, that's one of the things I guess that I struggle with, is because if someone else says that this person is nice and you've never dated them before, you only get to see one aspect. You only know them on one level or in one degree. But the other degree that you don't see is how they are in relationships. Because it's easy to say that somebody's nice or they're a nice person, that they have great conversation, but what about in the relationship when you don't know? Like, you just introduce a person that's just your friend, but if you've never been in a relationship with them or known a person that they've been in a relationship with, like, again, that's still another pressure added to you, because now you don't know how this person is going to be in a relationship.
But see, that's unfair. So, again, you got to blame the friend, because if that person is friends with that person, they know some type of attributes about that person, good, bad, or ugly, and they know what that person has done in previous relationships. And if they hook you up to somebody like that, say, oh, but I think you'll be better for her, it'll be different. No, because if you know she has psychotic tendencies, and the last boyfriend, she slashed his tires and all kind of foolishness, and then all of a sudden she's going to think that you're doing things, and then she'll be trying to slash your tires. When your friend knew about that. No, I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's fair to think that you have the power to change a person because you're a nice guy. Like, for example, they say, oh, Lord, you're a nice guy. I think that she could use a nice guy in her life. She'd have been through so much. That's a typical statement that is so wrong.
But, so, I mean, I guess it's like, why is that particular statement wrong?
Because you might not have the power. But just because you are a nice guy don't mean that you should be subjected to the frailties and the craziness of one woman who can't get herself together. She don't need you to fix her. She needs to fix herself. That's why I don't like the statement.
Yeah. And so I guess another piece that, you know, so let's just say this person going to say, I really need to meet somebody nice. I'm meeting the wrong kind of people. I'm meeting the wrong people that want the wrong things from me. You know, do you know anybody that's nice? And that's how they get pulled into it. But
a real friend, that makes me wonder who that person is really friends with, you or her. Who's the real friend, you or her? Because a real friend is not going to put you in that predicament. So, like, that's just the same principle as if you were hanging out with your brother, Lawrence, and say his wife had a bunch of girlfriends over. And you go, oh, she's cute, she's nice. And his wife said, I wouldn't do it. And your brother said, oh, she's a nice girl. And your sister-in-law said, oh, no, I wouldn't do it. Now, all your brother see is what he's been shown when he's been around her. But your sister-in-law know her because that's her friend. So she's wise enough to say, I wouldn't do it, because she know what that girl is capable of. And if you go beyond her saying don't do it, then it's on you.
But if you flip the script on that situation, what if my sister-in-law is saying to my brother, hey, I think I met somebody nice to introduce to your brother? My brother's like, probably. Well, I know him a little bit better, so this person better have this and know that and do this and do that. Like, he might not think it's a good idea, but what about my sister-in-law who might just think it's a good idea?
But she's thinking it depends. Now, your brother, you didn't grow up with him all your life. He knows you. He know a lot about you more than your sister-in-law would know. So based on that and the women that probably that he's seen you with or met, he know that wouldn't be an option.
Okay. Hey, folks, if you are on the line again and you want to join this conversation, if you have a question, you have a comment, you have an experience, you have a perspective that you want to share, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. But in that time, why don't you give us a call at 646-478-3474. Press the number one. Just let our engineer know that you are on the line, ready to talk to Lawrence and Pam. Well, we're talking about the pressures of relationships for those who are single. What pressures do you experience? What things are you going through in meeting people and introducing people into your world and building on a foundation with that person. Again, why don't you give us a call, 646-478-3474. Just press the number one. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back to kind of wrap things up. So sit tight, and we'll be right back.
WXRP Radio is looking to partner with your business. Could your business use more branding and exposure? Could your business use more customers? Well, WXRP Radio is here to help. Advertise with WXRP Radio and give your company the advertising boost that it needs. With packages as low as $30, WXRP Radio is the way to go. Let us get your company information out to our listeners. For more information, call 678-744-WXRP. Or email us at sales@wxrpradio.com. That's sales@wxrpradio.com. Let WXRP Radio help you grow your business. WXRP Radio, the station that listens.
Are you getting ready to celebrate a special moment? Need a way to raise money for your organization? Or just simply love scented candles? Well, come stick your nose in our business to smell the best scent around town, and I'm sure your nose will be pleased. For more information, call 404-954-1206 or visit igotsprinkles.com. I Got Sprinkles. Come put your nose in our business.
Are you frustrated at the thought of shopping? Is it time to change your style but you don't know where to start? Would you love to have someone shop for you and have you looking and feeling fabulous? Well, we have the solution for you, Love E Fashion. They handle everything from closet organization, styling, wardrobe, gift shopping, and so much more. Go to loveefashion.com or call them at 404-908-7997 and tell them WXRP sent you and receive 30 minutes of service free when you purchase any service. Love E Fashion, helping you look and feel fabulous.
Hey folks, welcome back to A Different Identity, Personal with Lawrence and Pam. We're talking about relationship pressures. And so, Pam, I'm gonna finish off this last segment, and we're gonna dive into something which, again, I think is another pressure in and of relationships, and that would be dating someone of a celebrity status. Do you think there is a pressure or pressures that go with that?
Absolutely.
And what would those pressures be?
First of all, dealing with the limelight is one. Mm-hmm. Dealing with there has to be a person that's not jealous, because the encounters are overwhelming. Would be overwhelming. Mm-hmm. It would take a special type of person, and it takes a certain level of confidence, because you'll always compare yourself if not. So I think that's a whole nother range. You know, just like for instance, if you know, we know you got this crush. And somebody said, Lawrence.
Don't you talk about my baby. Don't you do it.
They said, Lawrence, I want to introduce you to Nah. They'd be like, okay. And first time you go out with them, all these guys flocking to her. Like, you ain't even there. Want to talk to her. Want to take pictures with her. All these different things, and you have to stand back, allow it, and be okay with it. Every person wouldn't be able to do that. They could be like, no, man, that's my girl.
And I get what you're saying. I think that, and, you know, I remember them talking about Michael Jordan, you know, basically when he was going out with his wife, and they were talking about how women would just come to the table and ask for pictures, or, you know, those OMG moments where, like, everyone is kind of starstruck about this particular person. And that was something that, again, I'm sure she had to deal with for years and years and years of being with this person. But there also could be some insecurities with that, too, is like, hey, I always got to be on my best because somebody, you know, could possibly try and, you know, get this person from you or become
again,
more.
Again, that's another whole nother ballgame. I think that most people won't even, will ever, that will never be most people's reality. That's why I think that that's an untouchable subject to some degree, because you would have to have someone who's able to discuss it from both standpoints, either being in the relationship presently or was in one. So I think that for most people, that'll never happen. They might dream and think they can handle it, but most, I would dare to say that most men couldn't handle it, especially. Because men can get controlling, and that's their space and that's theirs, and but the average Joe wouldn't be able to do that. That's why most celebrities don't date average people.
Okay. But I think even in that, I think celebrities still have, you know, amongst dating celebrities, there's still a level that they got to deal with too. Because
I'm sure that's why they don't stay together. Very few Hollywood marriages last. So I'm sure that's true.
I look at it from a standpoint of, you know, possible opportunities being introduced to them that people don't know how to either say no to or whatever the case may be. It's still a lot of relationship and or dating pressure that goes with that, because you always got to make sure you measure up. You always got to make sure, again, that you are on or at your best. I don't know. Like, I feel like celebrities want to be treated like regular people, but they understand they're not regular people. But when it comes to their private life, they have to make decisions at every turn, because they're going to a different city or a different state, whether or not they be in entertainment or sports, and they're going a bunch of different places, and they're meeting a lot of different people, and they're in a lot of circles, and people are, you know, basically somewhat starstruck for those who are, and now they want their opportunity, their 15 minutes of fame, even if it's not their type. It's the person's status and or who they are that people are into.
Well, of course, I'm sure that they miss being regular people at times. That's just part of their lifestyle. But all in all, you know, again, that's a dynamic that most of us will probably never experience.
Okay. Any last-minute thoughts, anything in your archives you want to share with our listening audience tonight as far as the pressures of relationships?
Well, I just think that people ought to be careful not to fall underneath of it, because just because people always have something to say. Let's just say it like that. There's always somebody who has something to say about somebody else instead of minding their business. So I don't think that anybody should get into anything under pressure, whether it's a job, whether it's a relationship, nothing under pressure. Things under pressure end up exploding. So I don't think that you should push yourself to do something because a friend want to hook you up, or family member say they got the right person for you. There's always somebody who's going to say that. They might even say it to married people. I don't like your husband or wife. I want you to meet so-and-so. There's always going to be somebody trying to mess something up.
Okay.
If it's meant for the two people to meet, they will. You might just happen to be over their house at a cookout and start up a conversation with the young lady, and then later on they might say, well, that's the person I wanted to hook you up with. Okay, well, I'm glad you didn't. We met in God's timing.
I mean, I guess that's true. Like, I just look at it, you know, like people say, oh, there's no good guys out here, or, I don't know where to meet people. I don't know how to meet people. All of the people I meet are a certain way or only want me for one thing and all of the different things that go with that. So, again, that's like another pressure because even in meeting someone or putting yourself out there, you're going to meet, you know, I remember somebody telling me them being on a dating site and it was like they never had to they never had to look for guys because there were so many guys that were sending pictures and emails and messages to them that the only thing they had to do was basically go through the profiles and see which ones they wanted to contact back.
And well, that may be true, but again, the pressure portion comes from people that you love. I don't think that people that mean nothing to you can pressure you. So it has to be a family member that's close or a friend that's dear that's able to put pressure and say, I want to introduce you to this one or I want to introduce you to that one. Again, let nature take its course, and you never know. You two may end up anywhere. I mean, in the summer, people say that there's not places. Sure there is. There are so many events coming up in the local area of Baltimore. You could be out anywhere and might run into someone and have a conversation, and bam, there it is. You just never know. But I don't do the pushy people. The pushy, that's a problem.
What would they consider pushy?
Girl, why are you sitting home? So-and-so wanted to take you out. Didn't you remember having so-and-so? Girl, get out of here.
Did you call him?
Did you call him back? That one you met? Girl, get out of here. You don't know. You don't know what I did. Who says I need to talk to him? Who said I want to talk to him? I didn't give him the right number. You thought I did because you was busy trying to hook up, but I ain't want no hook up because that was not my type.
So let me ask you this. If you do happen to be introduced by someone or to someone from a family member, let's say your mom or your aunt or someone like that, or even your godmother, like, if you don't like them, like, how do you explain that to or your mom?
You're asking me?
Yeah.
I don't
just
like
for,
them.
Just for giggles.
Yeah, just for giggles. You know, I went off and said, oh, you crazy. What in your blind mind thought that was right? No, that's not for me. Easily. You know, I'm verbal. So me giving you a suggestion of what to say is not probably the best idea. I think, you know, I'm a proponent. Speak up. Speak up. You're a grown up. Shouldn't nobody have to force you into situations. You're a grown up.
So would you be, you know, like, I guess your initial meeting with that person, let's say it doesn't go as well as you thought it would. Is there an opportunity for a second chance?
No. And again, I don't like those.
Are you speaking for the entire female population, or are you speaking for Pam?
No, I think that a lot of times, I'll say it like this. I could probably speak for a lot if I said this. Nobody wants to deal with the situation of it didn't work out and dealing with that person coming around all the time or that you're going to blame somebody. I don't want to be blamed if somebody, if I did a matchmaking situation and it didn't work. I don't want to be blamed if you know, something really bad came out of it. I think that's the bad part about it all. Who wants to be on the blaming end when things go awry?
Okay. All right. Well, since we didn't have a person to do a wild moment, do you have something you want to share that would be inspirational?
No, I'll leave that to you today. Let you be the champion.
All right. So I'm gonna take our inspirational moment and say this. Sometimes we tend to forget that happiness doesn't come as a result of getting something we don't have, but rather recognizing and appreciating those things that we do have. And again, let me say that one more time. We tend to forget as a result of something that we don't have, but rather recognizing and appreciating those things that we do have. So even if someone wants to introduce you to someone, appreciate them for that moment. But just like Pam said, be verbal enough to let them know that you're good. If things don't work out. But never, ever forget as we close, you know, we're out of time, but never out of things to talk about. Pam, go ahead and close us out.
So, you know better? You do better.
You do better. Hey, and folks, thank
exactly.
you again for
but
we're
gonna sharing
leave it and joining us tonight. We certainly appreciate it so very much. Don't forget to appreciate somebody for what they are to you. Have a good night.
Why do I feel this way?